The Office of the Sedgwick County District Attorney's Consumer Protection Division wants all Kansas residents to be aware of a recent change in Kansas state law that may have an effect on their daily spending habits. As of January 1st, merchants statewide can legally add a surcharge to credit card transactions as long as clear notice is provided to the customer before the sale. A state law was amended to allow any person or retailer offering sales, services, or lease transactions to impose a surcharge on credit card payments as long as the amount of the surcharge is disclosed through a clear and conspicuous notice to the customer at the point of entry or the point of sale and in advance of such transaction. Before the law change, Kansas had what amounted to a ban on surcharges, allowing only for cash discounts on sales. However, in 2021, the ban was held to be unconstitutional in a federal case, finding it was a violation of the First Amendment. Although debit cards are not mentioned in the body of the new Kansas statute, adding a debit card surcharge remains illegal in all 50 states under federal law, specifically with the Durbin Amendment to the Dodd-Frank Reform and Consumer Protections Act. Similarly, because Kansas state law has no maximum surcharge, the maximum allowed in Kansas is capped by federal law at 4%. Governor Kelly recently announced that Kansas has been selected by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services as one of 15 states to participate in its Transforming Maternal Health Model program, which includes a $17 million grant award over the next 10 years. And the goal of the model program is to improve maternal and child health care for Medicaid and the Children's Health Insurance Program members. The Transforming Maternal Health selection will enhance the work that the Kansas Department of Health and Environment has initiated through its Kansas Medicaid and Maternal and Child Health programs to improve maternal health outcomes for members. The Transforming Mental Health Model will support the Kansas Department of Health and Environment in the development of a whole person approach to pregnancy, childbirth, and postpartum care, and the goal of the model is to reduce disparities in access and treatment, a key focus of the CanCare 3.0 contracts, which took effect January 1st. The model is centered on several pillars, which include access to care, infrastructure and workforce capacity, quality improvement and safety, and whole person care delivery. The grant will allow the Kansas Department of Health and Environment to build upon its work in hospital engagement for birthing-friendly designation, whole person care, telehealth and telemonitoring, and the home visiting program expansion. The funding will support Kansas's efforts to address disparities among underserved populations at higher risk for poor maternal outcomes. As Kansas lawmakers return to Topeka to start the new legislative session this year, Republicans have an expanded supermajority, and that means certain bills they're trying to get passed could shift in their favor. The main bill lawmakers will focus on is the property tax bill, and House Majority Leader Dan Hawkins said it will be one of the first bills introduced, possibly this week. Last year, lawmakers passed a massive tax package. However, they say they didn't get as much property tax relief as they wanted. The governor said she had to compromise on that to make room for cuts to income taxes. However, this year, she's not on board with another tax cut until she can see what the effect will be on the state budget. She said she's asking the legislature to slow down, to wait and see, and then they'll talk about it next year. Hawkins said as they have a supermajority, a functional supermajority, one that they should have the vetoes for, he said Governor Kelly will have to decide if she wants to veto, though they will pass the property tax over her veto. Governor Kelly will give her State of the State address on Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. Governor Kelly announced that 14 Kansas rail projects will receive a total of $13 million through the Kansas Department of Transportation's Rail Service Improvement Program, or RSIP, saying that these projects reflect the diverse needs faced by our Kansas communities and rail operators, and by bolstering the state's rail network, they will promote economic opportunity throughout Kansas. The selected projects located across 16 counties enhance the state's rail network by promoting economic efficiency, supporting sustainability, and addressing critical infrastructure needs. The $13 million award represents the program's $10 million annual funding, combined with $3 million in carryover funds and loan payments from past projects. The Kansas Department of Transportation received 22 applications, totaling more than $33.1 million in project costs, with funding requests surpassing $23 million. The program requires a 30% match from each recipient, resulting in a total rail infrastructure investment of more than $18 million. Transportation Secretary Calvin Reed said they're proud to be able to provide additional funding this round, strengthening connectivity and supporting communities that rely on having access to efficient and reliable rail network. Selected 2025 RSIP projects include locally the Kyle Railroad Phillipsburg Yard Rehabilitation Project in Phillips County for $1,320,264. Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Tolan announced that $1.5 million is available for a fifth round of Historic Economic Asset Lifeline or HEAL grants to revitalize dilapidated and underutilized downtown buildings in small communities across the state. And these grants help close the financial gaps for communities who are striving to make their downtown districts economically vibrant. Since Commerce launched the program in 2021, nearly $5 million has been awarded to fund 87 different community projects throughout Kansas. The HEAL grant helps communities to revitalize downtown buildings as spaces for new or expanding businesses, housing, arts and culture, civic engagement, child care, and entrepreneurial activities. And the submitted projects must show potential to be economic drivers in their communities and demonstrate that the space will be occupied by the end of the project. The application will close on January 31, 2025, with the awardees being notified in April. And communities that received HEAL grants in the spring of 2023 or fall of 2024 are not eligible to apply for this round of funding. For more information about HEAL grants and the online application, you can visit kansascommerce.gov/community-development/HEAL. The Kansas Department of Transportation began work on a bridge replacement and pavement reconstruction project along US 281 in Osborne County. The $18.9 million project involves the removal and replacement of the bridge over the North Fork Solomon River that's located south of Portis. And in addition, the Kansas Department of Transportation will also reconstruct approximately 3.5 miles of US 281 between the North US 24 junction and the south city limits of Portis. This portion will be widened into a 30-foot paved surface with 3-foot turf shoulders. The project work will initially be constrained on the shoulders, with occasional lane closures possible. The Kansas Department of Transportation plans to close the highway in March of 2025 and reopen it in late fall. And a state route detour will be in effect during the closure. More information about the closure and detour will be provided at a later date.